Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I've written two books about weight. First is entitled, You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. The second one, an ebook, is How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise, really. Now, let's discuss the issue of weight. This whole thing is so simple. The problem is that no one besides me has figured this out. Everybody tells you to lose weight, to go on a diet. It's a waste of time. And let me explain why very simply, and then we'll go into how to do whatever you have to do to weigh less permanently. It's no dieting, forget it, no exercise. Exercise is good for you, but it has nothing to do with losing weight. You weigh too much. You are really unhappy weighing what you do. You really wish you could weigh less. So the first question you have to deal with is, why did you make yourself overweight or fat? It didn't happen by accident. You did it by yourself, knowing really well you would be overweight or fat. So why did you do it? And moreover, why do you stay at the weight you say you hate? Let's start with why you did it to begin with. There's a difference between eating and putting food in your mouth. Eating is for nourishment. Putting food in your mouth is different. It's for emotional reasons. The reason you put food in your mouth in excess of the food required for nourishment is because it makes you feel better or it stops you from feeling bad. Put a piece of fried chicken in your mouth, oh my gosh, or pizza, or ice cream, or chocolate, or anything you want. Makes you feel better. So now, why do you weigh what you do and what is so hard about weight? Think about it. The whole thing is so terribly simple. All you would have to do is put less food in your mouth. That's that simple. Less food. You can't do it. Why? How come? Because, believe it or not, you may say you hate what you weigh, but the reality and the fact is you are emotionally comfortable weighing what you weigh. If you are overweight or fat, you may say intellectually that you hate it and you wish you could weigh less. But emotionally, you will not let yourself weigh less. That's why if you go on a diet, which is a joke, your weight will go down. You're not really losing weight. It'll go down for a while. Then you become uncomfortable. You'll end up putting more food in your mouth to get back to what you weighed before or more. That's why diets don't work ever, ever, ever. Keep in mind that the food you put in your mouth is for emotional reasons. It makes you feel better and stops you from feeling bad. So when you say, or somebody tells you, don't put this certain food in your mouth or as much of that food in your mouth, they're basing what they say on emotional deprivation. Foods that you emotionally need to put in your mouth, they're saying don't. That will never, ever, ever last. It is just foolish. Let me give you an example. We're in the midst of a COVID crisis. Everybody's talking about COVID-15, which means you gain 15 pounds staying at home while the COVID is there. Really, why'd you do it? Why'd you put food in your mouth? Make yourself feel better? Couldn't you read a book, take a walk, watch television, do anything? No, you put more food in your mouth. Why? Maybe you're frustrated, maybe you're down, maybe you just needed something, maybe you're walking around the house and don't know what to do. But the fact of it is, you put food in your mouth knowing you're going to gain weight. It's that simple. It's the whole thing is so simple, and people are making fortunes, hundreds of millions of dollars, by telling you that you should give them your money because celebrities, who have tell you they've lost weight. You know, they've run through a whole bunch of celebrities who, quote, lost weight and gained it back. What a shock. They're not immune. Everybody weighs what you're emotionally comfortable weighing. So the episode today is you can eat what you want, all you want, and weigh what you want, of course. It's so simple. So the issue is, why do you want to put all that food in your mouth when you know for sure it's going to make you fat and you're going to be unhappy, but you do it anyway? So you say, okay, by the way, this is all free. I do not want a penny of your money. Keep it. You will need it to buy new clothes. So how do you solve the problem? How do you eliminate it? Forget dieting, forget meetings, forget points, forget anything like that. The only way to do this is to understand and appreciate why you have made yourself fat or overweight. I don't want to insult anybody saying you're fat. If you're listening to this, you are either overweight or fat or both. So why did you do it? Keep in mind, this is an emotional thing. So you've got to experience the emotional need you get to put food in your mouth. Because that's what gets you there. It becomes what you want. Yes, what you want changes because you won't want to get fat anymore. You won't want to eat all that food. You don't need to put all that food in your mouth. So how do you do this? The only way to do this is to understand and feel emotionally the problem, your problem. And the only way to do this, the only way, is to understand and feel what it's like when you put the food in your mouth, how you feel, and what happens if you don't put the food in your mouth. You know, I've devised this very simple test. Let's say that you love chocolate, and you think chocolate is your downfall, and you hate the thought of chocolate because you can't resist it, and you thought if you could resist chocolate, you'd weigh 30 pounds less. Okay, could be any food. We're just using chocolate. Now, suppose all the chocolate in the world disappeared forever and you would never, ever, ever have chocolate in your mouth again. Well, you should be thrilled, aren't you? Because chocolate's your downfall. Now, there's no such thing as chocolate. It is gone from the earth forever. The reality is that's not at all how you feel. You're probably getting panicky. What, no chocolate? So what you would do is you would look for other foods to replace the chocolate. Same texture, same feeling, same emotional content, and the same caloric values. It wouldn't mean a thing. So do it. When I say do it, think about what you're doing and get the feeling that you have when you put the food in your mouth and when you don't have it in your mouth. Once you understand what you've been doing emotionally, then it will go away and your wants will be different. So you say, you can eat all you want. Sure, whatever you want, but you'll do it intelligently. You will not do it in a manner to make you overweight or fat. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. Keep in mind, it's all free. We'll talk again. Bye.